You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Psalm 139 and verse 5. Quiet Time Coaching, episode 541 and part 7 of the current series based on Psalm 139 called You Are a Wonder. Today it's verse 5. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Let's reflect today about God's protection. That's what this verse is about. We're talking about God's protective and intimate presence in our lives. To be hemmed in isn't a negative thought. It conveys the idea of being surrounded or enclosed, suggesting that God is actively involved in every aspect of our journey through this life, both our past, the behind, and our future, the before. So here we have the image of God laying his hand upon us, further emphasizing his care is personal for us. His guidance is personal. His blessing is personal, not just generic to Christians as a whole, but to you. God is kind of involved at touching distance, despite being so majestic as to be unknowable. So for you and me who follow Jesus, this verse speaks of God's constant and protective presence. It means that no matter where you are in life, whether you're, whatever challenges you're facing or the uncertainties of the future or even the joys you have, God is already there, surrounding us, hemming us in behind and before, surrounding us with his love, his care. It might remind you of God's hand protecting Moses in Exodus chapter 33 and verse 22. And God says that while his glory is passing by, he says, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. He's going to be with us with his hand protecting us as we go through this life. We are reassured that God is not distant, but he's actively involved. He's always guiding, protecting, and providing for us. Isaiah 41 verse 10 is a verse worth meditating on in prayer. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Knowing that God hems us in and lay his hand upon us allows us to approach him with confidence, even when things aren't clear. We're encouraged here to trust that he's in control and that his hand is always there, leading us in the way we should go. Psalm 23 and verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God is with us, surrounding us. And perhaps finally it might remind us of John 10, 28 and 29. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. We see we're hemmed in, behind and before by Jesus. No one will snatch you out of the hand of Jesus. So let's think about this. How does the idea of God hemming you in change the way you view his involvement in your life and indeed just the day ahead, especially if you have some moments in the day ahead of uncertainty or things that you're anxious about? And in what ways have you already experienced God's hand guiding and protecting you? Reflect on that and thank him for it. How can your awareness of his helping you in the past deepen your trust in him for the day ahead? Pray for God's guidance today at the beginning of the day and reflect on his past faithfulness to give you strength and help you to trust him the day ahead. Next time, we'll move on to verse 6. By the way, I'm planning a spiritual experience day based on Psalm 139 in the spring of 2025. So if you'd be interested, email me and I'll make sure that you're in the loop as the planning goes ahead. Till the next time, take care and God bless. Thank you.